neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Prepare the olive oil for menorah. So the command was given to Moshe Alav Shalom, katit lama'or. So katit, Rashi HaKadosh explained, has to be pressed. The first drop of the olive oil, lama'or, should be used for menorah, to light the menorah. So after that process, after one drop of oil, the rest has to be katush, has to be grinded for meal offering, flour offering. So now, the message here is as follows. Katit means pressed. What does it mean? That when one wills to do something good for Ribono Shel Olam, for good for another Yehudi, then it's lama'or. That means to arrive in Bet Knesset at 6 p.m. for Mincha today in Los Angeles is even greater than the Zechut of Rav Meir Alanes. I mean, 6:10 also is good.
Amen.
Katit. Katit. Katit.
Lamaor.
You know what it is? One. Press. The first drop. Lamaor. Ashreinu. Matov helreinu. Tosh Baruch Hu has given us such a siyata d'shmaya to be able to do the Ratzon of Hashem. So now there's another beautiful remez. Katit, if you add it up, you get the numeric value of the gematria. The gematria of the katit, you add it up, how many you get?
830.
Yeah, that's good. 830 is equal, if you add 410 plus 420, how many you get? 830. Beautiful, very nice. Very nice. So then, katit is equal of the session the Beit HaMikdash was in service. So here we have the remez katit, as we said. Katit means, what does it mean? Press. So that means that Talmud says predicted that Beit HaMikdash will be destroyed. Here we have the code here. So Torah knew. Isn't that something? The Talmud Shah knew that Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. Isn't that something? You're not puzzled? Torah knows.
The book of Hashem, he knew he's doing it, so he wrote.
Only he knew what is going to happen in time of Beit HaMikdash, or even today.
Until the end of time.
How about today?
Until the end of time.
Today. Until and Torah Hashem knows who comes early, who comes late, who comes on time. So now he says, Katit Lamaor. What is Lamaor? No, when Beit HaMikdash, as is predicted here, was destroyed, is it good or is it not good?
Not good.
So how come it says Lamaor? It says Katit Lamaor. Or means?
Light.
So it says Katit Lachoshech. No? To dark. It says Katit Lamaor. So let's say Beit HaMikdash would not be destroyed. What would happen? Hazaru Baruch. So Chas V'Shalom, if Hashem would not destroy the Beit HaMikdash, who would be punished?
Am Yisrael.
So was it good that Beit HaMikdash was destroyed?
Yes.
There you go. So now, yes, exactly. But instead of, as he says, Ele Perudei Mishkan Ha'idut. Next week, we have two parashiyot. The parashat Perudei says, Ele Perudei Mishkan Mashkon. Mashkon in Hebrew term means collateral. Persian they call it a DA. So now when you go to the bank, you need some money, you know, to loan, for the loan, to build the house with B'zad Hashem Yerushalayim. Not too much, like 2-3 million.
Amen.
Right? So then they ask you for?
Kerovit.
Yeah. Vadi'e. Geroi Mashkol. So here we see Tata Hoshaya is predicting that Beit HaMikdash became the Mashkon of Am Yisrael. So now here, the beautiful message here is, if Beit HaMikdash was destroyed and was to the benefit of Am Yisrael, good. It was Lamaor. Many times we miss something, we lose something, something that we worked on. This is 850 years. It's not simple. 850 years. They worked so hard. You know what Shulam HaShulam did? At the time of his house, so fair, you know what they did? But all destroyed. But the benefit was that Am Yisrael stay alive. And that's how it is. You lose something, what do you say if you lose something?
Baruch Hashem.
No, there's something else you should say.
Say,
Chazal Baruch, beautiful. But there's something else you say. Say, Hashem Natan, Hashem? Like, Hashem gave, Hashem? Take it away. And that's how it is. You have to, Merabir, the Dechir Rav Shalom, B'tzimcha Rabba.
Amen.
That's how the whole point here is. And Chas V'Shalom, you know, we will not go through a hard timing because we feel we have missed something. And that's what Rabbi Nechida explains. He says that Katit, as we explained, 830 years. Even, no, we practiced. But as Rabbi Nechida explains, in Lachash we say, what do we say? Tishkon betoch Yerushalayim Echa Keshe Divarta. Yerse David Avdecha Meira Tasmiya. V'garno Tarum B'shuatecha. So we say that we are awaiting the urge, we have an urge that Beit HaMikdash will be built, right? But we should have in mind, you know, sometimes you hire a contractor. So if the contractor is a good contractor, how do you feel?
Good.
And what do you say? Shehiyanu v'rimanu yanu azman azeh. So now, here we say, we built the Beit HaMikdash, we're not a good contractor. If even a good contractor would stay in session, but it was destroyed because we're not a good contractor. So we say, because you have to build, we don't know how to build it. And that's why Rabbeinu Chida, Hagaon Chida explains, says, cut it, we build it, but where is it? It's gone. Lama or, that means it's going to stay
forever.
The Karov, we see the whole Binyan Beit HaMikdash is going to come down, it's going to land from this Gombat, this gold one. It's like never existed. Mizrach Hashem will see. בינינו, תהיה שעות, הם בסור לטובות לכל עם ישראל, אמן כי רצון.
כהל הנשמות, הלל כהל אלוקו, כהל הנשמו, נשמו שלי. כהל הנשמות, הלל כהל אלוקו, כהל הנשמו, נשמו שלי.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.